me some R&B pimping today.
What's your R&B bag like?
Turn that down a little bit.
Yeah, adjust the levels. You gotta make the guests feel welcome today.
I'm in it all.
Uh-huh.
That's too fast to be R&B, cool, ain't it?
Nah. You sure? Yeah. You can fuck to this.
Yeah. Okay, bet. Yeah. Well, you know, we got a Grammy winner in the track with us today.
You can fuck to this.
One of the coldest singers of our generation is in here with us today.
Yeah.
Writer.
Yeah.
Composer. Damn near musical genius if you want to just go ahead and sum it up. Your favorite singer's favorite singer. Classics that will be remembered forever.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, he is also part of black history. Cause at some point of your black man life, you're gonna have to play his music after you done fucked up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor and a privilege to have him to travel with us today. None other than Tank.
What'd you say, where we at?
We in the trap. Like a motherfucker. Let it bang, bang, nigga. Bang, bang, bang. We in the trap.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah.
All right, then.
Come on, man.
We in the trap. Hallelujah, Lord.
Now, when we get the TV show, he doing the intro. He's singing the intro song. Music.
We in the intro.
Theme song. Selling powder and pills, that's what it is, baby.
We in the trap,
We just be smoking and joking. We in here talking to folks.
We in the trap. I keep that fire on me.
So, in the distance, though, in the distance. So.
We in Midtown with it. We in the trap.
Yes, sir. You know how we living, man. Man, welcome back to the 85 Shop Show. Yes, sir. The number one black show in the black community.
Yeah.
Let's talk some shit with Tank for a minute, J.O., man. Tank, you said it's your last album. You just dropped it, R&B Money.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that first, before we even go back to the history and all that good shit.
Man, it's been a good run, bro. It's been a good run.
Literally.
I think that, you know, here's you know, a bar to go with it. You know, losing my hearing and getting vertigo, all that shit kind of made me readjust my timeline. You know what I'm saying? Because at one point I was losing the hearing in both my ears. The right one completely went, and then my left one came back. So, you know, that was the blessing, but it also made me, you know, think about time differently. You know, that happened over a span of 3 days only. You know, I got fucked off in 3 days. So it's like, you start asking questions like, so how much time do I have left with my other ear? Like, what the fuck?
Right.
And with all the other things that I want to do, shit, am I going to be able to fucking hear it?
Right.
So like, I've always wanted to build the greatest R&B label of all times. I've always wanted to, you know, build a platform where R&B artists could come talk about their experiences in the business, share it, share their information and knowledge with other R&B singers. Here we are with the podcast. I've always, you know, wanted to build a forum, you know, or an award for R&B artists and singers and songwriters to be appreciated just for doing R&B and nothing else. You know, I've always wanted to be Denzel Jr. Jr. Right. You know what I'm saying? They say I look like him sometimes. You know what I'm saying? When I do.
Yeah, Junior.
No? Okay, that's fine. Because, you know, so I've always wanted to do and be those things, but the artist thing, being under those lights and them screaming when I come on stage and pulling my titties out, like all of that was just.
Pulling your titties out?
Yeah, yeah, my titties. These. Oh. You don't see that?
Oh, I wasn't even looking, bro.
Boys going wild? You know, so, anyway.
Reese, you seen his titties?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She said she a girl today.
Yeah.
Man. She did. She pulled up and jumped out of the car and said, shit, I'm a bitch today.
I like, she knew you were coming.
You would come back for 10.
Hey, I respect it.
She knew you were coming.
I respect it. She is, that is, we know that's a woman. Stop playing. Bruh. But
I know that
it just made me readjust my timeline and get to those things just a lot faster. And then it's like, you know, everybody always tries to tackle these things, you know, when they've been sent out to pasture. You know what I'm saying? When the heat is gone and it's all over, and they're like, well, what we gonna do now? Mm-hmm. And I don't want that to be the case. I want it to be while my voice matters, while people picking up my phone calls, while people are racing to call me back, mm-hmm. and I can make a difference for people, I want to use that while I have, like, right now. Yeah. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm at the top of the R&B food chain, but they're like, but I can serve better with that right. than just serving myself.
Right. The wisdom, the
you
knowledge.
You know what I'm saying? I got information, man. And it's not, I can't take it with me.
Right.
So what kind of information are you sharing with the up-and-coming artists?
Well, I mean, the first thing that I teach artists or ask artists is, do you love it? Like, why are you doing this shit? Because if you don't love it, in my experience, nothing else is gonna sustain you.
Right.
Anybody told you, nah, I don't love it? You ever got that answer?
Yeah, I mean, some people just in it for the bread. Some people in it for the bag.
And they got good talent, too.
Yeah, good talent. They just trying to get to the bag. I'm right. like, but just what's true to your heart, man? Fuck what's true to my heart, nigga. What's selling?
Right.
Yeah. And you got to respect it, right.
right?
Right. But money going to come and go. Bitches going to come and go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine being the hot nigga and needing security, and then the security that you used to hire not letting you in the club.
God damn.
Real shit.
Yeah, that was deep.
So that.
You ain't on that payroll. No
nigga hit me with the arm bar. Hold on, my nigga.
Is that for you? Shut up.
It's me, nigga.
Hey, nigga. Yo, we still working.
Nigga, I had you on health and dental.
Nigga, I had you on health and dental.
Nigga, I got two motherfuckers.
Like,
yo, bitch. That's it. One of my dads are playing.
Nigga, imagine, you know, having a rental vehicle, you know what I'm saying, a town car. And disappearing with that motherfucker because you don't have a car. And then, you know, filling that motherfucker, filling the gas tank with change from the ashtray.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't love this shit, when you get to those moments, yeah. nigga, you either gonna quit or you're gonna take a penitentiary chance.
Right.
I just love music too much to do anything else.
Yeah.
Like, I had to get to the point to where, you know, my ego was no longer involved. Like, I call a guy by the name of Jamie Foxx and say, hey, man, ain't you going out on tour? Yeah, about to go. TZ, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? I said, do you need a background singer? Said, what the fuck are you talking about? Do you need a background singer? I need a job. I said, man, yeah, if you want to do it. And I went on the road, and I sang backgrounds behind the microphone, behind the background microphones. It wasn't a featured artist.
Right.
It's Tank with Hit Records. I sit behind that microphone and sing my motherfucking part.
Right.
Make sure I get paid, but I love music that much. I don't care what it is. You need me to play piano? That's what I do. Sing a background? Got it. I don't care what it takes. So when you love something like that, when you go through moments like that, it won't shake you. You know what I'm saying? You'll be down about the bank account. You'll be down at the holes, ain't chasing you like they used to. Yeah. But when you love it, you feel like there's always a chance. And you got a fighting chance. Yeah. So I always thought I had a fighting chance because I loved it.
Right.
And if you love it, I promise you, if you love it, you'll see no other way.
Right.
I don't have a plan B.
Right.
I played sports, but I stopped growing in 10th grade. My arms kept growing, my feet kept growing, but I didn't get any taller.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I went to college for like 2 months on a full scholarship, and they wanted me to turn in math and English homework. I was like, where'd they do that at? I'm out. I didn't have a plan B. It was music or nothing.
And that's kind of the case for a lot of artists. It was like that for me with comedy.
Yeah.
You know, fuck around, it's like, hey, this it. Anything I can do in the field of comedy, I'm going to fuck with. I'm going to fuck with some writing. I'm trying to direct some shit. Trying to get there and be in some shit.
Man. It's so many positions to play outside of just being a star.
And music is music. A lot of
it's a
positions.
Gang of shit you can do.
That's what I learned.
You know what I'm saying? And so, like, if I'm, I, of course, I want to sign people who love the art, who have the gift. But I'm also enamored by people who work fucking hard.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Some hardworking motherfuckers out there with half the talent. That'll trump some really gifted people.
Every time.
Trump some really gifted people. You have rarities where there's hardworking and just, you know, gift out of this world. Usher, you know what I'm saying? Chris Brown, Beyonce. Right. Like, you have that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But
that's a lot more rare. Like,
that's it rare right. that you got work ethic and
gift. Right.
Gift out of this world.
They give normally, though, it's what you ride on.
That's what you ride
on. I never had to work hard.
You can always lean on it. Like, you know them hoopers in the hood that was just always good?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit don't get you nowhere. It just always get you picked first.
That's it. It just gets you on the playground. And then when the real coach come in and send you through them suicides and send you through them drills with other niggas who get it and working hard.
You gonna look like, oh, you ain't number one no more. You number 14 now.
Hey, the shit gets you picked first and drafted.
Not drafted at all.
Facts. You don't even get called to the draft. You in church leagues.
I know so many.
That's why draft leagues. Night be hurting motherfuckers, bro.
What?
Motherfuckers be knowing they cold. I'm in there. I done averaged 31 this season at ITT Tech. These people don't even know you in the draft.
Nigga, because when you go to them workouts, you get around dogs who may not have all the gift that you have.
But they're not going to play with the opportunities.
But that dog, that work ethic, they going balls to the wall.
Every time.
Every whistle.
Every time.
Everything they got.
Every time you say, I ain't doing all that, it's a nigga that, I ain't finna die for all the loose balls. I ain't doing all that. It's a motherfucker that's going to stretch out every time.
Man, he going to break his collarbone.
They down.
He going to break his collarbone. The ball half court. He going to leap from out of bounds. Just to show coach.
Motherfucker going to get up doing this shit right here.
Man, what?
No, right.
You hear me? No cap.
So that's, you know, moving into the label, the executive space, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for hard workers.
So when did you ever think that you were like, alright, I got over that hump? Like, here we go. I knew it.
First taste of success type shit.
Well, maybe I deserve was my first taste of success, my first taste of it.
Of you for you.
For me.
Right. Because we knew of you. We knew.
Yeah.
I deserve it. It was like, oh, shit.
So, and it's funny because, you know, I didn't know anything about writing hit records. I didn't know anything about producing hit records.
Right.
I was just writing and producing what I love, you know, what I knew, what I was experiencing.
Right.
So maybe I deserve this record, you know, I'm sitting at the restaurant at the time, and I had just took my woman, you know, to this outlet mall and took her shopping.
Right. Oh, you was balling.
Because I fucked up. Yeah, no, I was balling. I had about $300 on me.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Shit.
Yeah.
$300
at the outlet mall.
Man, you fucking up a check.
Yeah.
Inflation,
man.
About $3,000.
Listen, man. I was fucking up some per diem, right? So,
you still got 8 bags. You still got $150 left. Baby, where else you want to go?
We was a guest.
We got to go to the car with the bags.
We was a guest. We was at the Nike outlet.
Run to the car, put these bags.
Hey, what?
Hey, bro. I knew we was
Burlington outlet.
No cap.
Come on, man.
Give me the brown stickers, the brown tag. You might have another tag on that thing. You like, this bitch on sale. Okay, then.
Look, it's been fun getting in with y'all, but we about to pack this shit up and we going on the road, man.
Real talk, fake ass conversation.
We been down south, now we're going up to New York, bro. It's time for us to go back to New York. So look, don't take it no kind of way when we leave.
What we doing?
Oh, fuck all that, son. Yo, September 4th, B, you already know what the fuck time it is. Yo, Brooklyn, we coming through, son.
What?
You already know what it is. You fucking stupid. Are you stupid? You heard we coming through September, September the 4th. At the King's Theater, B. The King's Theater, B. Fuck is wrong with you, so. On my dad, we coming. September 4th on my dad. On my dad. Brooklyn, New York, son. Brooklyn. Yeah, we don't know if KD coming back, but we coming. You already know September 4th, son. Niggas is fucking crazy, B.
Yo, my son, kids, B. King's Theater?
Yes, at the King's Theater, B. We coming, son. You are working my fucking kids, B. You already know what it is, son. September 4th, son. Brooklyn, New York. You already know what time it is. Ghetto Legends Tour. Number 2. Brooklyn, baby. You already know what it is.
Tell these niggas, man.
Yeah, I already told these niggas. That nigga neck hurt, B. We out. See us September 4th.
We out. We out.
Word up.
Ghetto Legends, B. Yo, son, we out, B. We out. We out, son.
What's going on, man? September 20th, I will be in Greensboro, North Carolina. Man, if you rock with your boy, come out and... Even if you don't rock with your boy, come out and check me out, man.
What's up? What you was known for? You brought the fifth grade up. Now we're going to ask you.
Well, since y'all inquiring, I played Scrooge in our Christmas play.
You did a good job.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah, so did this.
You
now,
do a good job?
Bro, an excellent job. My teacher told me then, she said, I don't know what you want to do, like, career-wise, but you a star.
Your teacher told you that? What's the teacher's name?
Miss Gant.
Look Ms. at the Gant. Camera. Give her some.
Thank you, Miss Gant. And look at me now.
What?
She watched this
Miss Gant, you were so very wrong. But what am I looking at?
Wrong again.
At the Comedy Zone, man. Greensboro, North Carolina. September 20th. Push up on.
And I took her shopping because I fucked up. I caught fucking up. And while we sitting there, I'm taking on this massive shopping spree. We got bags and we sitting at this little restaurant eating. And she just go into this funk. Because, you know, women, it only take them a split second to have a thought that'll send them somewhere else.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Split second.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
flashback.
What's wrong? We just was having a great time. She's like, no, I'm just thinking about how you just get to get away with this. You know, I was like, she's like, I just feel like, you know, you don't truly understand. Like, you deserve for this to happen to you. You deserve for me to do all of these things to you. And I was like, hold the fuck up.
Start writing this shit down.
She's like, what are you doing? This is a motherfucking tune.
Right.
And what else do I deserve? Talk to me. And so I go back to my unfinished basement at my mama's house where I got my little equipment set up, my MPC, my XP80. Right. And I just make this little track and write this little song, let the homies hear. What y'all think about that? It's like, it's cool. Let's go hoop, man. So they wait, wait, no.
Right,
cool. I got no outlet. What, no, you know what I'm saying? SoundCloud or no shit like that. Nah. Man, just another song.
Right.
So I'm about to sell this song to Dave Hollister. Call the label. Hey, man, I've got this batch of songs I sent y'all. Y'all wasn't really fucking with it. I'm going to sell today. He's like, all right, cool. Sell it to him. Check was a day late. Called Bernard Alexander. Yo, Bernard, what a check at, my nigga? Like, what's happening?
Right.
He like, it was a mix-up in business affairs. Check will be there day after tomorrow. Don't worry, Tank. We got you. Next day, I get a call from Black Ground. I said, Tank, if you sell that song, we're going to kill you. I was like,
who? From who? Black who?
Black Ground. Black Ground Records. I said, like, kill me? And like, yeah, we're going to kill you, kid.
Damn.
I was like, damn. I said, but what about Dave Hollis? They're supposed to send me the check. We'll deal with that. So Maybe I Deserve became my song. I still don't know what a hit song is. They say, you're not a hit producer. So we're going to get producers to reproduce this track for you. Do what you do.
Right.
Absolutely. We're going to get J-Dub. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get Fort Knox. We're going to get Butter. We're going to get 5-6 different producers to try and reproduce this track. None of it worked.
Mm.
They say, you know what? We're just going to put out your song. Fuck it, we'll see what happens.
So they could recreate the nothing to nothing.
It didn't make sense.
Right.
It ain't come from them.
Because it wasn't a great track.
To them?
No, in real life. It wasn't a great track. It wasn't a melody that reinvented the wheel.
It
wasn't a story that you hadn't heard before. But what it was the marriage of all of those simple things together were just magic.
Man, that shit was so believable, though.
Come on,
come on.
And like, ain't no way you could have just made. I ain't never like just hearing you talk about it, nigga. I thought this shit really had happened.
No, it did happen.
Okay.
No, she really did say you deserve. She really did go out on a date. Like, look at this job. She
That's
really
why
did.
You went crazy at the end. A lot of people didn't catch the man.
That nigga grabbed
your neck and chase you down the street.
I'm so glad that record came out in 2000. If that record would have came out now, they would have been all my ass. You grabbed her what?
Hell yeah.
I
was grabbing her neck.
Toxic.
But in all fairness, she hit me first. That's what I'm trying to say.
I see it.
Yeah, you went crazy at the end of that bitch. The man lives at the end of that
song. I really chased her down the street. This is
with Tim's on.
Documented.
Yeah.
Then you had some Tim's.
I had some Tim's on. You got damn right I had some Tim's on. I'm the DMV. Come on. We used to hoop in Tim, nigga. So this record comes out.
Toxic ass shit. Running down the street. One ball hanging out.
What a one ball.
Hey. That shit was boy, hilarious.
Hey.
I cheated on you.
You know niggas stop running and just not
It's over, my boy. He ain't gonna catch up.
You
gotta
keep running now.
He ain't gonna catch up.
Where you gonna go?
You ain't gonna catch
up. It's cold in the motherfucker. We gonna
freeze to death out here.
You ain't gonna catch
up. You live 20 minutes away. You gonna walk?
It's a wrap. You done ran 20 minutes outside? I done. Yeah.
So I got this record and it started changing my life.
When did it really pick up?
2000, into 2000. Mm. Going into 2001. I started watching the venues go from 100, 200 people, 3, 4, 5,000, 2,000 to finally get to Summer Jams, and I'm co-headlining with Nelly or co-headlining with Ludacris, co-headlining with Ja Rule. It was a thing.
How long did it take for the record to actually, because you know some people, Mm-mm. 2-3 years.
6-7 months.
Yeah.
6-8 months.
Catch all the way up.
I was catching a brick on my first record, so that was going bad, but then this record came in and so it's like.
Now you had an album before this. Or
nope.
Just single.
No, this is a single.
Yeah.
And mind you, I didn't spend all this money. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the red like a motherfucker.
Going on tour and shit.
Over a million in the red.
Damn.
For
uphill
sure.
Uphill battle.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
And so this record is going and it goes. And, you know, I'm Tank. At my first birthday party, Shaq shows up. Like, the championship Shaq.
Well, your first
Yeah.
That's dope. That's hard.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's hard.
Tank. I love your song, Dr.
Yeah, you
do. That's right. I love everything about Dr.
I love everything you do.
I love everything you do. Hold on, I got you.
I love everything you do.
Where you at, Tank? Where you at? Oh, yeah, man. Bro, I'm talking
about
both of you. I love everything both of you guys do.
Hey, man, Shaq gonna be on your ass.
That's my nigga, man. He gonna call me back.
Hey, motherfucker.
I'm like, ah!
Hey, and Shaq, like, Shaq at my birthday party, right?
That's OG.
And so this is me getting a taste of it. I think I've arrived.
Right.
Slowly comes out. I still think I've arrived. I'm wearing two-piece leather suits, performing. You know?
Are you really in your bag?
Right.
In my bag.
Yeah. When the black man start wearing
leather come out.
His life has changed.
I brought some leather pants with me. They're at the hotel.
It was around.
And then after this album comes out, doing well, middle of it, you know, kind of doing well, Aaliyah passes.
Mm.
So that throws, you know, that kind of really sets us all back, sends everything in the limbo. And we're trying to recover from that. During all of that, we get my one-man album together, and we put that out. Doesn't do well. And we get to a Christmas time where, you know, I'm owed like $750,000. I got $1,500 in the bank.
Shit.
Record company won't give it to me. You know, I decide I'm gonna take matters into my own hands. You know, I'm not a killer, but don't push me. Period. So that costs me 2002 to 2007. But in between that time, I just started writing and producing for everybody. I said, fuck it. Working with underdogs. All of that.
Right.
Making great records. But I didn't feel like I had arrived somewhere. I didn't feel like that I was doing something until 2007. Please Don't Go, Sex Love and Pain. That's when I said, oh shit. I'm somebody. We beat every record company, our indie record company. Beat every major record label.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure out how did he fucking do that? I watched that record climb from 3 spins to 3,000 spins. I watched it every day. And I was back. I said, now, I'm that motherfucker.
Right.
I'm him. That's my real first taste of success. Going back home to DC and headlining Howard Homecoming. Mm. That was my first taste of success. You know what I'm saying?
For those who don't know, who watch it, tell them what spins
are. Oh, spins are basically how many song, how many times your song gets played on the radio. And so, you know, depending on the number, you know, let's set the number at 5,000 for the number one record. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Every record spins or falling below that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I watch my record climb from three spins
right.
to if the top is 5,000 to plus 5,000 spins over and hold number one for 15 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
That was.
But I heard you say independent label. So a lot of people don't know you had an independent label. You beat all the other record companies.
All the majors.
So you say your independent label, so you signed yourself.
Well, not me. Black Ground was independent. Right. So Black Ground was only getting distribution from Motown. But all our staff was in-house. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Radio, promo, everything was in-house. We employed our own people. We didn't use none of their staff.
Y'all didn't use none of Motown?
No.
All Black Ground.
Yeah, that's what we do at the 85 South show.
We ran it up.
Yeah. That's lit.
We ran that whole up.
Did y'all have a campaign strategy, or did we just like...
We just had a record.
Dropped it.
We just had a hell of a record, and we were in a position to where we couldn't lose. Yeah. We had already lost Baby Girl, you know what I'm saying? So we couldn't lose. Right. So we were fighting for a bunch of things.
Right.
And that record did it. Right. Yeah.
That's lit.
Well, you know, people always got to respect your longevity. How did you make yourself last this long? In the game where, you know, season change and everybody be gone. You'd be like, whatever happened to?
In R&B.
Especially
R&B. You see the way.
Yeah, because we were just talking, that was hundreds. Like, it was hundreds of R&B singers at one time.
Everybody sung. Now it's, the rapper done took the singing melanin and niggas who sang and be like, they like, shut up. Yeah. You're like, what?
Where your auto-tune at? Turn this tune on.
What?
I'm a competitor first.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I competed everything, basketball, football. We used to wrestle in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Like wrestling was like, you know, it was like playing tag or something. You know what I'm saying? You see a stranger walking down the street, or you see two niggas wrestling, like, nigga, can I get in? Yeah, nigga, let's get in. nigga, real.
Random wrestling.
Random wrestling.
That's pre. That was before the world ended, y'all.
That had to be like caveman type.
You mean like wrestling?
Niggas on the court wrestling.
Like on some fight club talking, shit. Like what y'all doing, y'all? Is this
fucking
like,
wrestling?
Y'all, both of y'all close the hell on the ground, but ain't nobody slapping nobody.
You talking about?
I'm talking like, whatever you. I'm talking about all the shit that's fake on WWF.
Yeah.
Nigga was real in the grass. I've been atomic dropped. I've been suplexed.
No.
I've been DDT. Man, I got grass marks in my forehead in real life.
Dirty.
We grew up fighting.
Shit.
A nigga trying to hit you with a chair. You on your way home from school. Bam! There he goes.
He's down. Pin him. I don't want to go home. Y'all
are
tripping.
Man, we laughing, but it's some motherfuckers with permanent injuries from childhood wrestling.
Bro.
Yeah, no cap.
Bro, that's how we, you know, so I'm a competitor first. Like, I'm always watching young niggas. I'm always watching who producing the shit, who writing the shit, who singing the shit. I'm watching everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because I got to compete at the highest level. And I don't want to be behind. I want to either be in it or a step ahead of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And my gift allowed me to be that, but the competitor in me allowed me to stay in it and understand it, right? What most people don't understand is that the business of music is to understand the landscape of music.
Mm-hmm. I was just about to ask you, like, what's your creative process when it comes down to?
It's anything. I can make music anyway. Just like he turned on the beat, we make music. No beat at all, I'll make music. A thought come in my mind, 805, shit. 805, yeah, that's a song. We'll rap about, we'll sing about what was going on at 805.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's unlimited. And I was blessed to not have a way. I don't need a thing in order to create. I'm not addicted to anything. I'm not, just turn the mic on. Let's work. That's my creative process.
That's hard. Right.
Cause you already done overcame everything and all the extra shit. You just had to learn the business.
The business is the killer.
Right.
Because the business The business, if you don't know how to navigate it, that'll kill your spirit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because the business is designed to make money. Right. The business is not designed to give a fuck about you.
Facts.
Right? You notice the difference. Like I said, when you making money, when money coming in, man, them calls is answered like a motherfucker.
I love you.
Pick up the first ring. Matter of fact, call you first. Man, how's your day? You good? Mm-hmm. All right, just checking in on you. Mm-hmm. You need anything. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you go dry? I couldn't get a motherfucker on the phone for 5 years.
That's crazy.
Literally.
Damn.
And so I had to reprogram my thinking, like, I'm taking it personal, nigga. I wanna kill me a motherfucker. But then I'm learning, as I'm working with all these different producers and I'm working on all these different artists and just learning more, I'm like, so I gotta figure out on my own how to make these motherfuckers pay attention to me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I gotta figure that part out, how to make them wanna spend an extra $100,000 in market money. Mm-hmm. I gotta figure that out.
Didn't I hear you say somewhere you recorded a whole album at Fox Crib?
I recorded probably 2 albums at Jamie Foxx's album. That was when I was quitting. I was quitting because I was like, you know, after the one man album, I was like, man, this shit is bullshit. I'm better than him, her. I'm looking at the charts like, I'm better than all these motherfuckers. This shit is political. I don't want to do this shit no more. And nigga Jamie was like, what you mean you ain't going to do this shit no more? I said, I'm out. I'm just mean Jamie.
Right.
He's like, nigga, you're not going nowhere. Because if you leave, what I'm going to do? What do you mean by that? Nigga, I listen to you. What I'ma draw from? What I'ma pull from? And his sister looking at me, she thugged out. She like, yeah, nigga. Deidre thugged out. She like, nigga, you ain't going no fucking where, nigga. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, he said, you're gonna stay at my house and you're gonna use my studio until you figure it out. Right. And that's where I went into my producing and writing mode. And I started making records and started making noise. Mm-hmm. Oh for Omarion, Naked for Marcus Houston. Fantasia, Ruben Studdard, Tyrese, the list goes on and on and on.
And all that was from Fox Crib?
No, all the stuff I did at Fox Crib is still at his house. He won't let it go.
Okay.
He won't let that out. That was just all me.
That's just planning to see. He like, nah, nigga, you don't music for me. Nigga, do this shit.
Hey, he be fucking the tanks off.
Unreleased.
He's got a full unreleased everything and new song. Right. Some of the songs go on his album, and he just, like, sometimes, he said, nigga, sometimes I just put on a robe and take a glass of wine, and I just, you know, I just go in there and listen to Tank songs by myself.
That's true.
I said, you sure? Right? But that sent me into that. And then, shout out to my OG Flint, and shout out to Southwest T. from BMF,
right, right.
They decided to get in business together since my record label wasn't picking up the phone and invest money into my project. So let's make a Tank project. Shout out to Harvey Mason Jr., who out of the blue said one day, we should make a Tank album. I was like, why the fuck would we do that?
Right.
So let's just do it, see what happens. In comes Fats, in comes BMF, and now we got money to work and play. And all of this is starting to get back to the label. Like, hey, what the fuck is going on over there with our artists? Right. Oh, I'm your artist now?
Yeah.
You goddamn right you are artists. You know, that turns into whatever unfolded from that turns into Sex, Love, and Pain. And, you know, again, that's where I felt like I was the guy.
But then also, even in the story I'm listening to, it takes some friends to believe in you, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, you got a strong network.
Like,
it's a
nigga who's like, hey, nigga, I don't give a fuck what you talking about, yeah. Man. Go sign some music, sign some song, nigga.
Imagine a Jamie Foxx who I don't know like that.
Right. And he's already...
He's Jamie Foxx. Like he's like, at this point, he was like getting a million every 3 pages or some shit like that. Damn. In the script. Every three or four pages, he gets
that?
A million.
I gotta just redirect my contract.
Just to read the motherfucker.
Whole script.
Man.
I ain't know it's per page. Okay.
And then in the movie he was shooting, they added scenes, so it was more pages.
More pages.
And more pages.
Right.
And he looking out for broke blue me. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I gotta help you, little fella.
Right.
And so, you know, there started that journey.
Right.
And learning from him and picking up invaluables that I didn't know I would need in 2022.
Right.
How to work the room, my comedic timing.
Oh, come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? Acting at its finest, really studying characters and really understanding nuances. Like, all that from Fox.
Right. That's fine.
Stole all of it. When I sit at the piano and do all my comedy bits from the piano, that's Jamie Foxx. Yeah.
Man, we brought a keyboard for you.
He stole that.
Yeah, we definitely did.
Give me that.
Right. Yeah, we brought one for you just
Was that
case.
Ever a song you gave away when you were like, I want that bitch? Where you just were like, fuck, that shit good.
Nope.
Just let them have it.
Because I don't make songs for me. Mm. Right?
You make it for the
artist. I make it for the artist. Right. Like, I don't have a... Somebody called me the other day, like, I know you got something sitting in the vault. No, actually, I don't.
They gone.
I don't have songs sitting in the vault. I make songs when it's time to make records.
Do you listen to music just because you're in the game? Because I be doing this now. I can hear or influence from another artist. You be like, oh, yeah, Whatcha Call wrote this. Or Whatcha Call wrote this. Like, if you hear a song from a particular artist, can you tell the writers behind it?
I used to be able to.
Right.
But it's so many writers now. It's so many producers now. Right. And people do a lot of camps now. You know what I mean? Thanks. So it's a lot of collab
Everybody
writing.
Everybody kind of like
it's,
sound
it's,
the same.
It's
really.
Way more collab producing than there's ever been.
Right.
Because you got guys now that'll send the guitar pack, and then guys that'll send the keyboard pack, mm-hmm. and then guys that'll snatch from the guitar pack and snatch from the keyboard pack and do all the drums around that. And then so you got three different niggas right. already.
Right.
On one track because it's digital. So now niggas is just sending niggas, oh, what you need? Some a string package? I'm gonna send that to you right now, bro. Put that and then put the drums on it.
Before you know it's a whole.
It's four or five niggas. So you don't know who's doing what.
The fans, we think, is the artist and the producer in the studio cranking.
It's four or five different
it's
motherfuckers.
It's four or five different people. So yeah, I used, back in the day, I used to be able to pick out a Jimmy Jam and a Terry Lewis. Right. I used to be able to pick out a Babyface.
Right,
you
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right,
like
right.
guys who have a thing, you can pick out Pharrell.
Right.
You can pick out Timbaland.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? You can pick out, who else? You used to be able to pick out Trackmasters.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? You could pick out the underdogs.
Mm.
You could pick out Manny Fresh.
What about Missy? They could be sleeping on Missy.
Missy is probably one of the coldest creatives of all time.
I love her. I wish she answered me back on Twitter, man.
She have answered me back too. I know her. She has
good.
Answered me back.
I don't feel bad no more. I don't feel bad no more. Keep ignoring me, baby.
Hey, bro,
I feel excellent.
Hey, bro, Missy, man.
Boy, I love Missy.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I love
you gotta
her.
Catch, you got to catch her somewhere at a club at an event or something and just show up. Hey.
Love me some Missy.
I'm scared when I see her because I ain't going to be able to stop myself.
From doing what?
From saying, it's yeah, from a nigga.
Always, bro. That's really what it is. If you're from a nigga.
You know what it really is?
What is it?
It's something. What she just said before back. That backwards.
That's what they said. Yeah. But what if she actually would have them like, look, we're
some
just going to say
I don't
want
even want to know.
Said, is it your from a nigga yet? Is it your from a nigga yet? If you got a
bitch. You say that shit. Perfect.
I'm telling you, bro. I studied. Yeah.
Do the scream again.
Missy, I love Missy, bro.
Yeah, everybody do.
Yeah. She's one of the most creative, like, in between her and Busta Rhymes, that's probably enough creativity to light up the entire world.
Coldest.
To light up the entire world, to give electricity to the entire
universe. That's an art. Somebody who's an artist, y'all need to draw that.
For real? Oh, that'd be crazy.
That'd be dope.
Missy and Bust, they used to collab a lot.
Shh.
They got a few.
In terms of creatives?
Right.
My two favorite.
Who did you study? Like, who did you study? When you just go, before you go to the yo or anything, who would you just listen to?
I studied in church. I was in church, in high school, I was a professional in gospel. I was signed in gospel high school. So that's my
hold up, a professional.
That's what
in
he
gospel?
Said.
I was signed. I was a signed artist and got sang with the choir.
So once you get signed, you're now considered a professional?
Considered a pro. It's like going to the league, babe.
You was a professional gospel.
You're pro. Because I ain't go no now.
You're a pro.
Bro, I wanted to go to a game.
I got signed.
Back then, when you get a deal,
right.
You're a pro.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I'm a professional.
Getting in the game, getting minutes,
right.
That's different.
Okay. But once you get signed, you're
a pro.
Okay.
Professional gospel singer.
You're a pro. And so, you know, for me, it was Kim Burrell, Reverend John P. Key, commissioned. You know, all of those people, Daryl Coley.
Right.
Studying all of that. And then when I finally got into R&B, you know, I started with safe songs. You know what I'm saying? The songs I could sing. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
I would study Babyface, because if the girls asked me to sing something, his was clean.
Right.
So I would sing Babyface. You know what I'm saying? I would study his production.
That shit worked. It had to work.
And I wasn't trying to do nothing with it. I was a church kid. I was trying to abstain at the time.
Oh.
Yeah. And the troubles of the world.
Yeah, I was trying to abstain. That was the devil. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? I had one little girlfriend, and I was just...
I was singing everything. Yeah. Genuine. It was this. I'm on there. Yeah.
And then once I got into R&B, then Jodeci was introduced to me. Jesus, game changer.
Yeah.
Mm. Game changer. And then, you know, of course I used to always sing at weddings, so Brian McKnight was in the role, you know what I'm saying? He was in the lineup.
When did you learn piano, though?
Oh, that's baby. That's hard. Started at five. I started at five. Drums at five, piano at five. I was a kid, yeah.
That one thing, I don't know, I'm so musically inclined. That shit, it's like the black keys. Once I start going up to the black keys,
it get different for
me. It's like, these black motherfuckers just don't fuck with me.
It's really not giving up.
Right.
Until you're playing what you want to hear.
Right. Right.
And it's frustrating.
Right.
It's hell.
Right.
But I started at five again.
So you got years of learning.
You know what I'm saying? How old are you?
I'm 30.
You 30?
Right.
And you smoke weed?
Yeah.
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 So.
And the books do not work.
Yeah.
The motherfucker be like, all right, put C, F sharp. No, that don't work, man.
It's a different muscle to try and, you know,
what the weed got to do with the piano?
Slow you down.
I'm gonna find me a high ass piano player. Yeah. Y'all hear that weed smokers? They trying to challenge us.
No.
Hold on, I gotta do this for the fans. Play the piano high challenge, 85%.
That shit gonna be all filmed up.
You know they can play high, but they ain't learn high. Bro.
They learn.
Somebody didn't learn to play high. You was already high when you learned. I'm gonna find the next high motherfucking pianist. America's highest pianist.
And then Robert.
Oh.
So,
like Robert who?
So I was a combination of Babyface, Brian McKnight, and R. Kelly.
Damn.
And Jodeci and Boyz II Men. All that was my studies.
I knew Jodeci was serious about R&B when they wore leather in the desert.
Listen, I saw Jodeci as Lil Cedric and the Haley Singers.
Lil Cedric
and the Haley Singers. That's KC.
That was their name at first.
That was their quartet group. It was gospel first.
Oh, Lil Cedric and the who?
Lil Cedric and the Haley Singers. You ought to be born again. Ought to be born again. Lord, save, sanctified. Washed in the blood of it. You ought to be born.
That was their song?
Lil Cedric and
the Haley Singers.
Damn. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Renew.
That was that temptation. Everybody had that shit back then.
Quartet. That's that liquor.
I'm glad everything just evolved.
You don't think you would hate to have to still do that shit?
No, you know, back then niggas wanted to be in the group and that was the thing before cocaine. I don't give a fuck, but we're gonna learn how to sing.
Yeah.
You gonna get that slick motherfucker. And y'all gonna go to the corner. Shoo up, shoo up, shoo up, shoo up.
Oh, Saturday morning.
You the best. We would at least get to sign the Motown.
You know how many niggas like Blue? Man, Blue would get all the hoes. He ain't say shit.
Yeah, they put that perm in their hair and it was on.
But what?
Yeah.
Over with.
Ain't nobody come to see you, Otis.
But you know, it's that evolution. Like now, we're like in a place where we're kind of almost missing something. You know what I'm saying? Because back then, like you said, it took time.
Right.
Niggas was in the hallways, school hallways, rehearsing.
Right.
And you know, in chorus class and all of these things, and in church and all these places, perfecting their craft.
I think showmanship. Just like how you said, like it's no. You don't see the ones that's putting that effort into it. Like, I sit back and study, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get frustrated just because I know for a fact they can't see me fully reach my peak with the music because of the way my scheduling is. It's like, I know what's missing. It's you, like you said, it's the Usher and the Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And then who?
Mm.
Who is willing to put in that work to go up there and really giddy folks a show besides just... Yeah, they know your song and you want the people to sing with you, like.
And walk side to side on the stage.
On a fucking show.
And I put it on the consumer. Stop settling for that shit. They settling for it. Yep. They packing the buildings out to see a walk when nigga walk side to side on the stage.
Right.
Packing the clubs out to see a nigga stand in one place.
Right.
They're doing it. They're not demanding more.
Right.
Niggas are still eating. So it's like you want to require and demand more, but niggas is showing up. Now there is a difference. You can tell the difference in the venues from the motherfuckers that do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You go to a Chris Brown venue, you know the difference.
Shit, give me the chill.
When you go to a Drake venue, you go to a Beyonce venue, you go see Usher in Vegas,
this is sharp.
You'll see the difference. So it pays off,
right.
But even before you get to that level, there's still a lot of money where people are getting paid to do damn near nothing.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're an entertainer. And if you ever, like, just stop and took the time to really develop your shit, you'd be a problem. Because you naturally entertain. It's just your gift.
Right.
Nigga, before anything, nigga, as soon as you start talking, niggas is listening. What this nigga may say?
Mm-hmm.
You got him right here. Nigga, you throw a hit record along with that?
It's a rap.
Man, to beat you. I know you hell on the road on the tour with these niggas on the comedy tour. I know you're hell. Tough to deal with.
Boy, that motherfucker crazy.
I know it's hell
no, real
trying
shit,
to follow
real.
You.
Man.
Hell. You're an entertainer, nigga. You got some niggas are just born with something different. You know what I'm saying? Like you look at a Will Ferrell, like as soon as you look at him, you're like, man, what are you bothering? Will Ferrell was standing at the free throw line shooting free throws and we were just laughing. He was just shooting free throws. But the gift of Will Ferrell was just, it was just
right.
oozing out of him.
Right.
We had to laugh at him while he was shooting free throws. It was just right. funny as fuck. We're just waiting to hear what the fuck you're getting ready to say or what kind of noise you're getting ready to make. Right. Like, this nigga different. What are you about to do? You got it. You got niggas listening and waiting. I talked to Duval about you. Man, I fuck with that nigga. That nigga right there. That little nigga fearless. Fuck with that nigga. You put a record with that? That's why it's so easy, not easy, but when I go into comedy and I do stand up, it's easier for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know how to entertain.
You already got it.
I know how to do this.
Right.
You gotta laugh at every joke. It's not gonna rattle me.
Right.
They don't scream on every song. Right. I'm used to that.
Right.
But I know how to
entertain. It's part of my repertoire.
Still keep doing my shit.
Right.
I'm gonna get you with one of these motherfuckers.
Right.
I'm gonna just stay on the path.
When you started doing stand up?
Shit, about 3-4 years ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been on, you know.
Shit, crazy.
I've been on stages all over.
See, you know, right?
Yeah.
In the comedy club too?
Huh?
Being in the comedy club?
I've been Improv Miami. Shit.
And they be coming out too, the ladies.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, no, here's what's crazy though. So I started, my first time opening was open for Chris Spencer.
Right,
like many
right.
years
I'm
ago.
I'm gonna come to your
that's
shit
that
just
my
to
have
you. I wanna go heckle Tank.
Come on.
Soon as the joke don't work, it ain't working.
Hey, no, look. This is a heckle Tank. And
nigga, you deserve to get moved by the whole damn audience.
I'm prepared for all of that. I'm prepared for all of that. Listen, it's a piano right there, nigga. You start diving into it, I'll dive right into that motherfucker with you.
Hold on,
and
man.
Get this shirt off and get that. You gotta heckle me for real.
You louder than this piano.
Yeah, yes, I was booing your ass. Yeah. I went with Cisco Duran.
Right.
Word.
And Carlos Mencia.
Okay.
Mencia?
And I was open.
You was out there with Mencia.
Absolutely.
You see this?
And I was opening in rooms where people didn't know who I was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that the comedy rooms were different from the music rooms.
Yes, sir. Oh, hell yeah.
I had no idea. I'm thinking I'm going to get...
You got to tell them everything.
Bro, I'm thinking I'm about to get some, you know, a little Tank love.
Nope.
And it was like, yeah, it's in them and give it up for Tank.
Comedy crowds love your real name.
Bro, I'm thinking Tank is the name that's going to work and get me something, some type of sympathy last night. Them niggas didn't even know who the fuck I was. It was one girl in the audience was like, no.
You gotta have two names in a comedy game, bro. Even if it's two nicknames.
Yeah.
Shucky Ducky. Martin Lawrence. Kevin Hart. Them niggas. You gotta be real, real.
I don't think Darrell Babs.
Even the niggas with one name got two names. Sin Bad. That's still two.
Sin Bad.
Listen, shorty, shorty.
Listen to my name.
Lil Duval.
It's gotta be two.
Listen to my name. Darrell Babs. Does that sound like a nigga that's about to be funny?
Ah, that nigga.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Oh no.
Sound like you like white women.
Oh no.
Darrell
Babs. Darrell Babs.
Darrell Babs. I'm here to get him out of jail. You know his name.
Nah.
He sings the song.
No, DUI. It's just something about comedy and having two names. You gotta have at least
the
two.
The Tank?
The Tank.
The Tank.
I just say it twice.
Lil Tank? Tank Tank?
Now, you, if you were a comedian.
Oh, no, the Tank Tank.
No, comedian.
The Tank Tank might work.
Tank
give
Tank.
Give it up.
You know, comedians extras here. His name wouldn't be Tank Tank. It'd be some shit like Tankity Tank Tank.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for
Tankity
Tank Tank.
I'm feeling what you put down. Tankity Tank Tank.
Can't go out there with no muscle shirt on, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, fuck
can't go out there with no muscle shirt on.
No, no, no. Listen, I was doing all of, you know, I had on a nice shirt, so I was doing all this shit,
you
and
had
I was like,
piano out there?
Huh?
Did you have a piano out there?
Yeah, I had a piano.
Okay.
I had a piano, I kicked their ass.
Welcome to this next jump, let me say Tang.
But my gauge was Naeem. Naeem was my gauge. Why are you gonna find, y'all gonna find me a name?
That's it. Welcome to the next jump, let me say
Tang. Bro, cause now we just imagining you as a comedian, bro.
It's not.
Catchphrase.
But it ain't never cut.
Tank works, man.
Tank, Tank.
He said, fuck on the dead show. Let me hear say Tank.
Let me hear say Tank.
Tank works, man. I'm telling you.
That nigga stupid as hell, bro.
Now, Tank works for R&B, man. Don't be tanking comedy.
That's
what's up, so Darrell Babs? Is your real name?
Darrell Babs.
Oh, listen, no. I made Naeem Lynn laugh.
That's how I knew I was gonna be. I was doing the right thing.
Cause if I was in the crowd, I hear a nigga be like, "Give it up, Lil Tank Tank." I'm like, "Boy, that nigga got me a fool right here."
So it's Tank Tank.
Lil Tank, no, it's Lil Tank Tank.
I don't want to be little.
But when you come out, they be like, "What the fuck?" You catch my guard already. Everybody like, "Oh, what the fuck?" That nigga crazy.
Give it up for Lil Tank Tank.
You come out there like this, you be like, "Yeah."
Hey, you know the scary part about this shit?
It's a comedian somewhere.
Named Lil Tank Tank.
And when you see this,
I'm gonna take my shit.
You gonna get me in trouble with the real Lil Tank Tank.
I'm Lil Tank Tank.
One Lil Tank Tank.
I've been Lil Tank Tank since 2011.
I've been Lil Tank Tank. I did three shit.
And they doing my shit on there too. Let me say Tank.
But that nigga never put up, bro. Bro, that nigga dumb as fuck, bro. That's hilarious, bro.
September the 1st, Syracuse, you know New York. Syracuse.
Come on, Fat South Show. Get on Legends.
And the Upstate Medical University.
I thought we were going to the hospital.
Yeah, we are. We at the Upstate Medical University Arena in Syracuse.
I'm like, shit.
That's a long-ass name right there. Upstate Medical University Arena.
Fast. Don't go to the hospital. We're gonna be at the arena, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Bring some
babies. Yeah, all the way. Upstate.
Bring some fucking babies, dude. That shit be crazy.
Boy, you done took some more pain for that boy. Into the Vietnam War. Hey, sir,
I got stabbed
for
first.
Okay. Yeah,
Well, she was like, you gonna feel it. I was like, when? Now, oh, shit. That shit bad.
Oh.
That's Drew.
That's Drew.
September 1st. Syracuse, New York. Get the tickets.
No cap. Bring some money.
North Carolina, what going on, man? September 21st, I will be in your city. If you rock with me, even if you don't rock with me, come push up on me, man, and come get these jokes, man. It's going up. Anytime a nigga start breathing hard, when is his turn to read that paragraph? He finna fuck up. God damn it, man. You gave me the hardest one, didn't it? Shit. God damn. Doing mine right here? You sure I got the second paragraph? The
The decent try it again, Trevor. The decent, remember your short E and your long E. Man, I'm like, it's the decision, slow ass nigga.
You seen me on the 85 South Show. You might have seen me in Coming to America 2 for a little bit. And if you like them Shift Leader skits, man, push up on me, man. At the Comedy Zone, September 21st.
Hey, man, welcome back to the 85 South Show. I don't know if y'all know that, but this was nominated
for the Black People Image Award for Show of the Year.
Nice.
Number one show that black women get their hair done to.
Oh. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
We will?
Yeah. The number one show amongst black truck drivers with internet in their truck. Y'all didn't know that, did you?
Think we got internet in their truck?
Yeah.
How the fuck you know I'm gonna hotspot?
Don't ask me where I get these stats from. I just know that anything that got to do with some black people, we associated with it.
Fan.
Yeah.
Especially in the neighborhood, if you're like predominantly black.
This is the official podcast.
Even if it's predominantly white, we done too. They just had like
the NAACP.
Mm. On the top.
Yep.
We take it a step further. We not for the culture, we for the people.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Which is the culture.
The culture can be manipulated. They be trying to repackage that shit and sell that shit.
No cap.
GMO culture.
Right.
Culture with additives and preservatives.
See what I'm saying? That's why we gotta have the antioxidants.
Well, you just...
Man, that shit need to be alkaline.
Yeah, no cap, the antioxidants.
Come on.
This nigga stupid.
No cap. Well, it was blessed to have you here, OG.
Is that
no
freeway?
Cap, man. Yeah, nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He just rolled up real, in this motherfucker like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like he ain't who he is.
Yeah.
Just strolling through it.
Yeah.
How y'all doing today?
Yeah. That's
like
tank.
Man, you love my show tonight. Let me
hear you
say
time.
Make sure you check out some of that music I made.
Awesome.
New music on the side.
You might know me from such songs. And then he started singing his ass. That's when he pulled the keyboard out. Hold on, before I go. Baby, just for the ladies, I wrote a little something you might have heard of.
Do your song, Tay. Do your song.
Hey, man, you niggas is stupid. Oh, and I'm a little
hot. Hold on.
That's what he closing on.
What he closing on?
That's him? Is that your Tank?
That's Tank.
I'm finna say Tank.
Man, keep going, OG. Fuck that bullshit.
You gotta come to one of our shows and do some comedy then.
No cap.
We gotta bring you out somewhere. If you gotta give us 5 minutes of comedy.
Man, we're gonna have the piano, nigga. We brought the piano, your ass ain't even played, man.
Man, listen, y'all brought a keyboard. Y'all ain't bring no piano.
Oh, hold up. Now, I know you ain't gonna judge our keyboard.
We got a piano.
Out of all the shit you just said you had to overcome, don't
say. This is a keyboard.
We gotta buy a piano, too.
That's
bring that around. That's your stand.
Is that cool?
Didn't you say
is
you had to record in the basement, half finished?
Yeah, my keyboard was better than this one, though.
Damn.
This
nigga, we don't make music, man. We're not in the music.
I thought you had to love the music, my brother. No, you a liar. You don't love music like you say you do.
I love it, but you...
Turn him on, J.O.M.
I love it, but
you... I mean, turn the shit on.
Gotta give him a piano.
Yeah, turn the keyboard on.
The Catholic Church.
Turn the shit on. God damn it. Make some sound.
Play the shit.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. 85.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Sure did.
So we up in this hole.
As only he could.
85. So.
It might be a perfect time to do a little devotion before we depart.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Bible says that if there will be one or two gathered in my name, there I would be present.
I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all.
And he shouldn't be gone.
He shouldn't be gone.
He shouldn't be gone.
He shouldn't be gone.
He don't want you to change in the day. He don't want you to change in the hour. He just wants you to be willing to change. Put down the weed.
No, sir. No, sir. That ain't what he want.
Niggas ain't shit.
That ain't what he want.
Put down that licking wild women. He's asking.
That ain't what he want.
But Jesus passed it to me.
That ain't what he want.
Now, when he turned water to wine.
Exactly.
He did something.
You know why he did that? Because they didn't never run out of weed. He didn't have to turn weed into nothing. Because they brought enough. They made sure it was in abundance. And they shared with their neighbor.
We asked the Lord.
That's why it's called air.
We asked Jesus to turn the wine back to water.
Because we were dehydrated.
You see how this done turned into
a
People don't appreciate shit. Can you imagine Jesus done turned their water into wine and somebody walk right over there to their wine and be like, what kind of wine is that? Is that Merlot?
Oh, you ain't made no white? You ain't made no Pinot?
Oh, ain't no Zinfandel? I only drink Zinfandel.
I'm only 13.
It's always that one person.
You turn it back in the water,
bro. You ain't got no Zinfandel. All I drink is Zinfandel.
That's all I drink.
Jesus done turned this into Merlot.
Merlot, we got some Domino.
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 Niggas be tripping,
but ain't going nowhere.
It ain't going nowhere.
Just tripping.
Just tripping.
I'ma eat my beef. Fuck them niggas say in the street. Hoes, nose, nigga, fuck y'all.
Fuck y'all. Moon, I look like a meat lover's pause. Meat lover's pause. That sausage, oh, don't lie. That sausage.
I don't do no pork, my brother, no. No, this just steak, yes steak, it is. Yeah. That's what they told me. Smell like a little baby.
Nigga lied to you, nigga lied.
Oh, I know round by nine.
A little oink oink to it.
Oh, I know round by nine. Ooh,
is it oink oink or which one is it?
I think it's ooh.
One more thing.
I think it's ooh. I know the cheese ain't done.
Oh, cheese.
The cheese ain't done. Mm-hmm. I can't fall off.
You fucking it up.
Oh, man.
That's what the weed do. Make you hungry, hungry. Make you hungry, make you hungry to the motherfucker.
Weed ain't did nothing to nobody.
Nothing to nobody.
I remember when I wouldn't shit.
I wasn't shit, I remember.
The weed told me that I could be somebody.
Weed talked to me.
In my darkest hours.
What is my darkest hours?
When nobody wasn't my friend.
When the lights was off.
When I didn't like me.
All by myself.
You know what I did?
What you do?
I smoked some weed and I got myself back together.
Oh, get me back together. Weed, weed, weed.
Oh, the weed was the glue.
The weed was the glue.
I ain't gonna say I was broken, but I was bruised.
I was bruised.
I had been through some shit.
I've been through some shit.
Oh, I had been through more shit than corn.
What?
Ha 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 ha.
All I'm saying is I've been through it.
That's a lot of shit.
Been rougher.
That's a lot of shit, boy.
Than ashy elbows in my life.
Oh, a lot of ashy elbows.
I remember when it wasn't no holes to have.
No holes to holes, holes.
I said it wasn't no holes to have.
Said it wasn't no holes to have.
Not because I didn't have none, but it wasn't none to have.
It wasn't none to have.
See, a lot of y'all just came outside, and you don't remember that great hoe drought.
Hoe drought.
Went on for a good 4 or 5 years. It was just wasn't no hoes out here for nobody.
There's the hoes on strike.
All the clubs was
empty. Oh, with that ooh. Even on the ground, that ooh.
This one, a 10-piece wing, didn't cost you but
$6. $6?
So you can just know what year that was.
2002.
I remember when wings didn't even get expensive till you got up to a 20-piece.
Oh, talk that talk.
And then we thought they was tripping because they wanted $22 for 20 wings. You know what 20 wings cost you now?
Talk to me.
$672.
Shit done got expensive.
Shit. Talk about it. I put so much gas in my truck, I thought I missed the goddamn hole. I said, some of this shit got to be going on the ground. Ain't no way that motherfucker ain't stopped. This shit be gas spilling all out this goddamn truck. When my truck get this big?
When my truck get this 120. Big?
120.
Yeah, $30. Not the 87, too, the good gas.
93.
I fucked around and pushed the wrong button and I couldn't go back.
Don't burn yourself in here long.
That shit feel.
Black people tell you they car don't even like the gas as opposed to you. Yeah, I tried to put that 93 in there, but my car don't like that.
Don't like that gas. You like that nigga gas.
If your car not even a 93, don't put gas. 93 in there. Mm-hmm.
I think the middle gas is some bullshit too.
I think the middle gas and the cheap gas are the same gas.
Same shit. It's just be like, we gonna make it seem
you ain't never
like
seen three gas trucks pull up. They put it all in one
tank. It's the same truck.
But that's
they didn't trick us with the gas. With the gas. With the gas. Yeah. 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 Ain't but one goddamn gas.
You don't have any therapy.
It ain't but one gas.
Hey,
it come out the same pump. So if somebody who pumped their gas before me gets some 89, and I come behind them and get some 87, how much 89 do I get that was left over in there? So if I switch my 87 bands to 89, don't that make like at least 88?
Yeah, you get like a dollar worth. Because it's still in like that little tube.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
See, pumping gas is some freaky-ass shit, because I know I ain't the only one that fill my tank up, then shake it like I just took a piss to make sure I get all my gas.
I shake it before I pump it. I want whatever left. I think we do that as a habit.
Yeah.
Me and always shaking some shit to make sure ain't nothing left.
Well,
don't
want
to trip on your pants.
Pumping gas. It's some freaky shit. You putting a big ass motherfucking gas pump in a little hole. That hole look like it ain't did nothing to nobody. Even got a little flap on it.
Sound like the story of my life.
Yep. Got a little cap on. Got a little cap on it.
And a little flap on it.
Show them.
Get that little hole that.
See?
You can't see down in that hole.
Mm-hmm. It's a little flap that cover up like, thought it was yours.
Come on. Freaky shit.
You don't know how big your tank is.
Pause. One more time. And that's what's gonna happen every time you stop through the trap.
Yeah.
I know this your first time.
Hey, man, don't let it be your last.
Don't let it be your last time.
I love the trap.
We wanted you to come over here because we fuck with your music, man, and big salute.
Come on, man.
Keep doing your thing, bro. Let them know where they can find the new album tonight.
Hey, the new album out now. Unless you plan to stream these songs 1,500 times. I need a pure purchase from you. $9.99. Hit that iTunes store. You want the hard copy? Hit that Amazon.com. You understand what I'm saying? That Walmart.com. They'll send you a hard copy.
1,500 spins is $9.99.
Huh?
1,500 spins is equal $9.99.
$9.99.
1,500 spins?
1,500.
God damn.
Oh, they working us. Yeah.
Niggas don't be knowing how much money they really getting paid. They just giving us anything, bro.
Working us. 15, they get to listen to your song how many times, your album how many times over before you get a pure album sale?
1,500 fucking times, bro.
Come on now.
A nigga gonna play a good CD about a good 1,000. And then go back to it.
We need pure sales.
Right.
That's gonna help the conversation. When people say R&B is dead, the way we fix that conversation is we affect the bottom line. Right. By people going out and supporting it,
right,
and showing up in big numbers to celebrate our music. That's how we change. We making it.
Right.
Just support it. And thank y'all for the opportunity, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
this to come our on platform here, is your platform.
Yeah, and come and wear my nice pants and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And, shit, man.
And I don't even smoke, man. I think I'm high.
You probably are. You are high. Did you hear yourself?
You know what I'm saying?
You was yelling. You was angry.
No, you good, though.
You like,
yeah. Now play the piano hat.
Hold on.
Play the piano hat.
He played it high. He just did it.
He did it.
It was the content.
Uh-huh.
Told you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It sounded a little high.
Sister Maybelline came in.
I didn't know I was high.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, say.
Oh, yeah.
It's $2.
Yeah. I was screaming.
Yes, you were.
I'm sorry, DC. Didn't know I was high.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm at it again, ain't I?
Hey, man. 85 South Jump. Gotta get a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
We have. We don't have to stand up.
Man.
We can do it just like this. Ladies
shit.
And gentlemen, Tank,
good
everyone.
Shit. Good shit.
Are you
push us?
Yes, sir.
Is you nice, though?
He's nice. He's an admirable folk. What you do?
Settled on Lil Tank Tank. So Lil Tank Tank might be my new comedy name, my stage name. And you know, just getting ready to just getting into the vibe with the piano, you know what I'm saying? And getting our preach on and our sing on. I think we took things up a level.
Hey J-O-E.
Thing to the trash, it would be a felt painting of a jaguar and like a black couple on the jaguar. That was in every hood house. And then right there in that door opening, I would add some beads. It was beads. It was beads in every house. And then like the walkway, you know what I'm saying? You remember the little plastic walkway that you have at your grandma's house? The plastic walkway that connected, you know what I'm saying? And overlapped it by the living room and in the kitchen. We'd have that. You know what I'm saying? And then I put some plastic on this motherfucking couch. You know what I'm saying? Wrap this couch up in motherfucking plastic. You know what I'm saying? To preserve the integrity of the couch. Because black people, the couch had to last for at least four generations before they got rid of that motherfucker. And the way it did is it wrapped it in plastic. That's all up after the trap. Maybe a trash can. There's a lot of shit on the floor. You know what I'm saying? But outside of that, that's it. Which Kiwi wanna be in? Which Kiwi wanna be in? I'ma be 85 South. Catch a real one. See what I'm talking about. Oh, I'ma be 85 South. Oh, catch a real one.